I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Rondé Barber, five-time Pro Bowler Rondé, three-time All-Pro, Super Bowl champ, future Hall of Famer, member of the 2000s All-Decade team as well. What up, Rondé? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, BT? How's your golf game?
You know what? Well, I'm gonna ask you. How about this? So I finally took a day off. I shot an 89 yesterday, right?
Oh, you suck! Come on, man.
That's bad. I'm pumped.
That's great for him.
I don't know.
Wait
that's
a second.
That's a lot over par. I'm just.
Oh,
saying.
Jesus! Oh,
dude, he's coming hating.
I mean, is this guy kidding me?
He's only hating BT because he won the Valspar Pro Am. Like, he's feeling big about himself right now.
I know he is, but he's gonna really hate this. I was gonna say, Rondé, it's an 89 with a mulligan. So now you can really make fun of me.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
He's just really upset because his Manchester Red Devils lost by Liverpool Reds yesterday.
Good.
First thing I said to you was like, we got you. He said, what was the excuse you gave? 3 games in 5 days or whatever the heck it is? I mean, that
matters. It matters.
It matters. But really, the bigger question I have for you about Manchester United, there's a lot of unrest with your owner, who also is the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's why I bring this up. Is this going to affect anything with their ownership at all?
Not at all. Not at all. Don't buy into it. It's a lot of hype. It's, you know, this is the biggest, one of the biggest franchises in the world, bro. And it always has and always will be. And they will continue to be great stewards to two franchises, both championship franchises. So no, it's not going to matter. And I say that speaking from a fan, living on this side of the pond, that's watching their team be as good as they can be right now. So, look, they're young, they're talented, they're going to finish second in the league, and they're qualified for Champions League, and they're going to win Europa League. Nobody cares about that in your audience, but that's what's going to happen.
We care about the Europa League. You know why?
Because we got it, man.
The Europa League is broadcast on CBS Sports Network, so we'll be watching it in 2 weeks.
A fortnight from now when we
watch them take on, I forget who they're taking on, Villarreal, I think it is.
Villarreal, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. All right, so football.
Wait, I got to ask Rondé one soccer question here.
Really?
By extension, right? I know. How funny is that? It's not a specific question. It's more, I am curious because Tiki, and you know how your brother's wired, right? And by now, you know how I'm wired. We're totally different in terms of what we, you know, how we emit energy, what makes us enthusiastic. Like, your brother gets all geeked up and legitimately fired up over soccer, which I find awesome. Now, myself, I never denigrate the sport. I'm just very open. I, number one, I never played. I find it boring. But, again, I also realize these are great athletes. My wife was all county in Texas. Like, I'm not hating on soccer, but I need to know how you got drawn in, because you drew Tiki into the sport, and I know you guys weren't watching soccer in Virginia growing up. How did you become a soccer fan?
Yeah, I think he drew in because of he wanted to find our biggest rivals, and you know, Tiki and I have, you know, we've pretty stayed lock and key for our entire life. And we had to find something to be antagonistic on.
I couldn't just say I'm a Man U fan too. That wouldn't have made sense, right?
And him root for Liverpool for whatever reason is a good enough reason for us to have, a little bit of controversy later in our life.
You know what it is? He became a fan, obviously, because of the Glazer connection. But Rondé challenged me to find a European soccer team, EPL team. Mm-hmm. I could have went to one of the other leagues in other countries, but I decided to stay in EPL. And he said, find one and follow them. You don't like be just watch them. And you'll become a fan kind of organically. So I was in the control in the newsroom, BT, with Billy Jacalone.
Oh, and, I know Billy. Billy.
I forget who one of the other producers was in there. We were watching a Liverpool match, and Sadio Mane had this ridiculous like heel goal. Uh-huh. I was like, dude, I like that kid. And okay. So I just started watching Liverpool.
There you go. All right.
That's how I became a fan.
Now we have the origin. Now we can talk football. The real sport. I mean, the other sport. Go ahead, Teak.
Yeah. So, Rondé, the Buccaneers are so interesting. I don't know how the heck they signed all 22 of their starters from last year. This is either the tau of Bruce Arians, and they believe, obviously, that they can repeat. But it's rare that you get guys sacrificing free agent loot to stay and try to win another Super Bowl. What's the genesis of that belief in down there in Tampa?
Great, it's a great question, Deacon. And I'll give deference to Mike Greenberg, who's the capologist. You know, he's the cap guy for Jason Light, yep. GM.
Yep, New York guy, yeah. By the way.
Yeah, yes, he is. He is, and he's a genius. I actually talked to him today, and I was playing golf with some buddies of mine. Surprise, I was playing golf today, and I called him. And they're getting ready for their rookie mini camp. And, you know, my buddy is like, hey, man, how are you? What is it that you're doing? And he's like, we're making all these guys want to be here. And the real issue or the real, you know, the way to answer the question is, yeah, guys want to be there. They want to be there. They feel that they're going to win. Tiki, you guys talk about money all the time. You talk about free agency money, mm-hmm. guys going elsewhere, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, guys want to win championships. You know, I mean, I won a championship. You did not, but we won. Ooh. I won a championship.
You like how he throws that in there?
Ooh,
detail,
very,
right?
Very matter of fact. Yes.
Subtle dig in case anybody's not listening. You know, not paying attention. They want to win. You know, this is a team. You know, last year that won a Super Bowl with in the midst of COVID, and I remember BA talking about this. And Jason Light talking about this back in July and August, the team that best deals with this pandemic is going to win. Mm-hmm. This is a team that didn't have any of those issues. They didn't have any COVID issues. Now, does that help continuity? Maybe. It definitely didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. And then you put on top of that all the talent that they had and bringing in Tom Brady. Yeah, dude, they were at the end of the year, and then you watch football. You obviously, you guys are football show centric to a point. This team was the best team in football in the last month and a half of the season.
No doubt.
Like they should have won a Super Bowl, and they did. So you're asking how they sign all these guys back? They want to do it again.
But I hear you, and I know what you're saying about the allure of trying to do it again and trying to win again. I get it. And further etch your name to the history books, and it becomes you become further iconic. But I still feel like there's something that they're doing that they're either more more, I don't want to say more intelligent, but like it's not just that guys want to win the Super Bowl. That's a big part of it. But they have smart people managing the money.
They really do. So Dave, if you care to look at how they structure guys' contracts, mm-hmm. Going forward, you'll see why. You know, they're not a huge salary cap team. It's the reason they don't have salary cap issues is, you know, they don't give big numbers. They want guys to stay and play and then stay on. Lavonte David's a perfect example. Lavonte David, middle linebacker, playing next to Devin White, who's probably one of the best young middle linebackers in football right now. He's a free agent this year. He decides to stay. He decides to come back and try to chase another Super Bowl. But he's also doing it because he has some cachet, some intellect into the football team, and he wants to be there. And if you can get a guy, if you can get your best player, you know, your most tenured player, to come back and sign, why wouldn't everybody else come back and do the same thing?
Mm,
It's rare in sport. You know, the guys don't go chase the dollar because the dollar is always bigger somewhere else.
Yep.
But I'm a believer, and you know this, because I played 16 years in Tampa. You do it because what you have invested emotionally into your football team matters to a degree.
Yeah.
And for this team to get the number of guys that they got to re-sign, you know, Levante, the Ndamukong Suh.
AB.
You get Chris Godwin to come back on a franchise and sign, and you get Shaq Barrett to come back and sign. Yeah, that makes sense for a player. And this is just speaking from a player's perspective. If you can get all these guys to come back and to do it again, you guys know how rare it is to repeat as champions. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Brady was the last team to do it back in
94.
What?
No, I mean 03-04. Yeah.
03-04. Like, that speaks to a lot of people's sensibility, players' sensibility.
Yeah.
Because the money is what it is. I mean, the money is it's different than what it was when we were playing. It's different than what it's ever been. And I give deference to Mike Greenberg for being able to construct contracts.
Rondé, to your
point, for these guys to go do this.
Yeah, to your point, you talk about Chris Godwin. He's obviously on the franchise tag, making just about $16 million. Shaq Barrett re-signs. His dead number, this is important, is $34.5 million. So it's big, but his prorated bonus is under $4 million. The highest prorated bonus, and that's what matters because you can't move on from guys, and that indicates a big signing bonus, right? They're not giving big signing bonuses. They're giving roster bonuses. So the constructions of these deals delay money being paid until after the season, which means that more guys can stay as opposed to making these big guaranteed money deals, which often derail.
And the Bucks make interest too.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Rondé, we talked about Tom Brady. There's a couple things with Tom Brady. One, I was shocked when he said he didn't have comprehension of the playbook until like week 12 or 14 or whatever it was. He said it was like learning Spanish, and he was just reading off his wristband, kind of visualizing where the plays would happen. But also his knee injury, which was more severe than I think a lot of people knew and he wanted to let on. Yeah, how much longer is he doing this? Because I hear these nonsense that he's going to play to 50 from some people. Like, how long does Brady have left to try and chase another Super Bowl?
You know, a lot of that's hyperbole. Tom is what Tom is. Like, Tom's the type of player, in my mind, that can do it as long as he wants to because of how well he takes care of himself. If you know his people, his training staff, Alex Guerrero, the guy who's with him now, I see him all the time when I'm down here. You know, he's taking care of himself. So as long as his level of play doesn't drop, then Tom Brady is still going to be Tom Brady. I mean, until his arm completely gives out, which it hasn't, you just expect him to continue to do what he does. He has great weapons to work with, all that, et cetera, to do. But look, this is a football team that can win. And you know how long – I mean, you know Tampa football because you've known me for – you know, all these years being
your whole life
here. you know what I'm saying.
I know, as a professional.
Down here in Tampa, you know what it's been like to be a Tampa a fan slash player for all these years. And so if Tom's going to do it, everybody's going to do it. And that's kind of the feel that I get. This is a COVID anomaly for the past 2 years and 3 years going on that what makes sense for guys, you know, you play football for one thing, right? You've said this many times. You play to make a name for yourself. You play to make money eventually, and then you play to win championships. I think they have enough guys on their team that have made enough money that all they want to do is continue to win. And so when you can get as many guys as they did, 22 starters coming back and, you know, plus, that's just naming the 22. But you get that many guys to come back, it's because they want to win again. They feel like they can win again. And I've said it many times over the past couple of months. The last 8 weeks, 9 weeks of the season, there wasn't a better team in football.
Yeah.
Like, they should have won a Super Bowl.
Do you believe that they can win again, Rondé?
I absolutely believe they can win. Put it this way, who in the NFC is going to beat them? And that's not disparaging any of the other teams that are out there that are making moves and, you know, drafting, et cetera, to try to get there. But this is a team that's complete, and it's still the same team that won a Super Bowl last year. And that's different because every year, 25% or X percent turnover. This team has so many of the guys back. You know, there's some ancillary parts that are going to be different next year that are they're young guys, et cetera, et cetera. But the core of their team is the same guys that we saw play in the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl in Tampa here last year. And they think they can do it again. And they should think that they can do it again. So I have all the faith in the world in them. I mean, I can be a homer. I don't have an affiliation. I'm not with the network or anything, you know, trying to be objective. But as a fan, why shouldn't they?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We're talking to Rondé Barber, of course, one of the greats, Super Bowl champ, 3-time All Pro. He'll be in the Hall of Fame soon, hopefully soon, but definitely someday. Last thing for me, you talk about the team running it back. I mean, how much longer do you think Bruce wants to get after this? It's a grind. I know he's got a different approach as a coach, which might speak to longevity. Likes to have fun, likes to play his golf. I don't know if he's grinding 15, 18 hours a day. Maybe he is. But you think Bruce has 3-4 more years, or could this be it?
I think Bruce has whatever Bruce wants because Bruce is just, if you take a step back, if you take the 3,000, you know, the Buccaneers and Bruce Arians specifically, he's a guy that didn't get a chance until later in life. I think his experiences leading up to this put him in a perfect position to make him a Super Bowl coach. And so his perspective is great. He gives a lot of deference to his coaches, a lot of deference to his offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and he just lets them do their job. And I believe that Bruce is as good at that as anybody in the NFL.
Yeah.
Bruce is great, man. Bruce has this sense of himself that he's not insecure enough, so insecure that he has to do Byron's job. He doesn't have to do Todd Bowles' job. He just lets himself be who he is and talk to the players. And to me, that's what wins for them. And yeah. And Bruce has been great at it.
Yeah, no, he definitely has. Make us jealous and tell us where you're playing golf somewhere great in the next, I don't know, month, other than Tennessee when you go with me.
I'm playing with you in Tennessee. I think I'm playing with you in Tennessee. It's going to be pretty awesome. Are we on the same team, I think?
Yeah, we better be on the same team.
We better be on the same team because Tiki.
I need you. I suck at golf.
Tiki supposedly has figured out how to play golf.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't believe that he's great at golf, but I think that I can help him win.
I'm sure you can.
You definitely
sure.
will, brother. I appreciate you. You're always money when we call you. You answer and always have good answers for us. So appreciate you, brother. Love you, man.
Do I answer honestly?
Yes.
Answer,
you better. Like,
no, you were homer today, but we were asking about the Buccaneers. It was an easy one.
You're the best, bro. See you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.